Scott's latest job stats claim came in an online ad.
Since December 2010, Florida has created 540,000 new jobs. Let's keep working.
Josh, what's PolitiFact's ruling? Has Florida created 540,000 new jobs since 2010?
Well, we rated that mostly true. We looked at statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and found that, in fact, there were 540,000 private sector jobs created in the state in that time frame. But we did knock him down a notch because he didn't actually say private jobs. We need to take into account the fact that in that same time period, 23,000 government jobs are gone. So we're talking a net increase of about 517,000. So he got a mostly true for that.
And of course, he's on his way to try to get that 700,000 jobs he promised during his campaign.
Yes, we'll be hearing these statistics all the way up to November and beyond, I'm sure.
Josh, besides focusing on job growth in the state, Governor Scott, of course, taking aim at his likely opponent in the fall, former Republican Governor Charlie Crist, who's now a Democrat. In a campaign email to the media late last month, Scott claimed that Charlie Crist signed into law an automatic 15% annual tuition increase that put college further out of reach for many Floridians. Josh, did Crist do that?
Well, we rated that half true because it is a fact that Charlie Crist supported the tuition differential plan, which people may know about, that allows the Board of Governors and the legislature to split how much tuition is increased every year. For several years, it was 15%, but we docked them because it is not an automatic increase. And even though it was 15% several years, it's not automatically 15%.
And finally, Josh, Charlie Crist is taking his shots at Rick Scott, too. In a new online video, Crist claimed,
Rick Scott wants to take us back to the days of insurance companies denying coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Crist is not a shrinking violet on Obamacare. He likes it. Rick Scott does not. But, Josh, does Scott want to go all the way back to not covering pre-existing conditions?
Well, we rated this one mostly true. Now, Scott has made some comments before a couple of times about how he thought individuals should get the same tax breaks as employers so they can maintain health insurance coverage when they change jobs. Now, there is a law that says that you have 63 days between policies to get the exact same coverage that you had with your last plan. So if that whatever condition you have was covered before that, then it's going to be covered by the new plan if you have 63 days. The issue here is that the Affordable Care Act says you can't discriminate at all, of course, and without that protection, there would be any number of scenarios, especially if you're, say, poorer and you don't have insurance at all and need to get it because you're sick. There are no protections whatsoever were there not Obamacare in the equation, so we labeled it mostly true.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, looks like Obamacare is going to be a pre-existing condition in just about every campaign in America.
Yeah, and we're all going to have to get treated for it.